Log Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker.
Well, hello, hello, everyone, and happy Valentine's Day. I'd love to welcome you to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I'm your host, Tanya Parker, here to dish up some deliciously delectable, consciousness-raising creations for your mind, body, and soul. I'd like to thank the absolutely fabulous Gay Adegbolola, who brought us in with Hungry Woman Blues, very apropos for Valentine's Day. We don't want to leave out the men. I'm sure they have the hungry man blues at times, too. And we hope we have the cure for that on this show, where on first and second Sundays at 6, we serve up a big dish on natural and holistic healing to feed your mind, body, and soul. Now, let me share with you a little bit about myself. Spirit has called me to work within my practice and ministry, Mind, Body, and Spirit Works, to facilitate expression of one's highest self through divinely inspired and assisted holistic healing, teaching, coaching, and writing services. My holistic table has served up a lot of different offerings over the past few decades. I'll say it, I own it, one of which is Mind, Body, and Soul Food, which has provided an opportunity each month to feed our listeners with mind, body, and soul nourishing information as we give voice to the vision of truly gifted holistic healers and light workers. I'd like to give a big thank you to all of you listeners who support the show. A special thank you to those who tuned in this past Sunday to hear acupuncturist, fertility specialist, and author Jared Kite share about his new book, The Art of Baby Making. That was exciting for me because he was our first international guest, chiming in all the way from the UK. He is a true font of wisdom, and he had some great tips based in ancient Chinese medicine that's beneficial not just for those seeking to conceive, but for all of us. So if you didn't hear the show, please check it out on demand. So tonight, for the first time in almost 4 years of airing, we're taking a break from Sunday and having a Friday night show in honor of what is arguably our favorite Hallmark holiday, which is Valentine's Day. We know love is in the air, or at least thoughts of it, gratitude for it, the desire for it, loss of it, lack of it, etc. And although the Sufi poet, my favorite Rumi, wrote that every day is just perfect for love, tonight is an even more perfect time to have two of my favorite intuitives on to provide love and relationship readings for our callers. So, without further ado, I'd like to extend a warm mind, body, and soul food welcome to spiritualist Tori C. and returning guest, Coach Wilma Lee. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I am great. How are you all doing this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. I can't complain at all. I'm feeling fabulous and ready to go.
All right.
Awesome.
Wonderful. Well, you know, some of our regular listeners are familiar with you, Wilma, but we have some first-time listeners. And Tori C., this is your first time on the show. And so I would love for both of you to share who you are and what do you serve at your healing table.
Okay. Well, I'm Tori C., natural clairvoyant, clairaudient, claircognizant, but not limited to just those. I've been conducting readings professionally for various networks for over 20 years, and 10 years prior to that, I was just doing readings on the side. I really have to say and give a big ups and thank you to my great-grandmother and my grandmother that really shared moments with me to shed light on the whole spiritual world for me. I mean, I was always in tune with the supernatural world, but I kept my abilities on a hush, you know, just trying to be normal and escape the social ridicule. So I work with my other talents, like being an artist, a writer, radio personality, and so on, just to quote-unquote fit in. But with some of those that I felt like didn't have the abilities that I did or what I possessed at that time, that was the wrong thing to think, because there were more people in tune with the spiritual world around me than I thought. So here I am trying to keep myself on the hush, and they're just like, well, girl, welcome. We're glad you're here. So, yes, I'm here, full effect now. I'm having fun with it, and I'm glad to share my abilities with the world.
Well, thank you so much for sharing it with the Mind, Body, and Soul Food listeners and the callers. And I have to tell you, the queue is getting out of control, or as the kids say, OC.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, how about you, Wilma?
Okay, well, my name is Wilma. I, too, am clairvoyant, claircognizant, clairsentient. And all that translates to is I see it, I hear it, I feel it. Sometimes I just know. And I'm also a life coach, a personal and a spiritual life coach. I am a Reiki practitioner, and I also have a healing circle for women. So I do a lot of coaching, a lot of work around grief, motivational speaking, inspirational speaking. I love anything that's healing. I'm a gardener, and if I touch a life, you're going to grow. So
yes.
That's who I am, and that's what I'm up to. But I also have
like
a day
that.
Job. Yeah, so that's me.
You also have a day job, you say.
I do. I also have a day job. I tell people that in my day job, I am a firefighter. So it's an interesting dichotomy how I bring the healing into everything that I do. So that's what I do. And I want to say thanks for having me here. I love being here because I always have fun when I come to this show. So, and I always have fun all the time. So I'm honored to be here and thankful.
Well, good, and it's so funny. You have a good time here, and I'm glad because you are our first guest for March. We'll have you back providing spring forecasts because, you know, your business is full bloom services, so we definitely want to find out what is in bloom for folks for the spring. So we will definitely have you back just in a few short weeks. But let's focus on today. Today is Valentine's Day. And so, of course, there's a lot of focus on love. However, for a lot of people, this day brings a great deal of stress. Why do you think that is?
Well, Tori, do you want to answer that first or?
Well, I mean, my belief, the bun of people's stress regarding Valentine's Day is all of the media emphasis around it. I mean, you have from the billboards, TV advertisements, down the local marketing of love itself. It's very commercial. So, I mean, this day is like it's kind of like when everyone's root chakra or sacral chakra is challenged. I mean, just take in consideration the color red, which is associated with the root chakra. and is also associated with the earth that represents stability and security. Everyone knows that love is kind of like the basis of who we are. So, you know, media kind of plays on that. Everyone feels like on this one particular day, we need to be loved and secure beyond measure. Not worried about the rest of the days, but today, on February 14th, we need to kind of accentuate our security or being secure a little more than any other days. And I honestly would have to go back to media when it comes to why it's so important today versus any other day.
Okay. Gotcha. I hadn't made that connection between the root chakra and that sense of security, but you definitely hit the nail on the head with that. I can see that. If you are in a relationship that doesn't feel secure, or if you are not in a relationship and have some feelings around that that feed a sense of insecurity, that can certainly send that chakra out of balance.
Definitely.
Absolutely. But, you know, my take on that is, when I look, when I tap into the energy of the people, I'm finding in my experience, what I'm seeing is people are seeking love outside of themselves. Okay. You know, like when the post says, if you don't get it, you don't get it. And the pressure from this one day commercially, like, okay, it tends to make people feel like, I got to get love, I want somebody to love me, or it also brings up what's not present in your life. And so often people are looking for something outside of themselves because the light bulb hasn't really clicked on that you're it, because you cannot give what you do not have. But people want to drag their baggage or drag whatever, and it's like, I just want somebody to love me, because somebody love me. So I feel like it's a culmination of those things, because, yes, with the root chakra, we want to feel secure, we want to feel grounded, and absolutely we want to feel loved, but it's magnified on this day, because every day is Valentine's Day, but it's magnified. You know, you work somewhere, you see the flower truck coming and delivering flowers everywhere, and not to you. And sometimes if we don't have a strong sense of ourselves, we buy into this and feel kind of like, wow.
Exactly.
Yes. So thank you, Wilma, for that. And that makes so much sense as well. I'm just wondering, how will the messages that you two receive from Spirit be helpful to callers and listeners in general?
Well, Mike, you want to start first?
Okay, awesome. Well, for me, I think they'll be helpful. If you're open to hear, first let me say that they're going to be definitely beneficial if you're open to receive. And how they also will be beneficial, because they can help you, assist you. So I always say, if I give you a message, it's just like fertilizer. Because everything in my world is about gardening and growing. So
right,
here's some fertilizer to put in your garden. Or I may even give you some seeds to plant so that they can grow. So I think being open, and they will help touch your lives and also bring some things to light for you.
Definitely. Well, with me, I believe what Spirit allows to flow through us will help those in distress to balance their life out, whereas they are able to attract what they really want in a partner. Or even if they don't have a partner, it will allow them to balance out and attract what they would like to change within themselves.
Absolutely.
Yes. So both of you mentioned that you have the ability to see, hear, and feel. So I know the messages will be coming in various ways. We have a long line of callers, and I'm sure others will be calling in. I want to remind folks of the phone number right now. It's 917-889-7000. 917-889-7806. Again, that's 917-889-7806. Make sure you follow the prompts to listen to the host, to talk to the host, and we will get to you in the time in which we can get to you. And so I also would advise, listen to the messages for others. Because we are part of this great collective consciousness, I guarantee that you will hear something for someone else that also has something in it for you. It may not speak to your specific circumstance, but don't be surprised if someone get something that really resonates for you as well as a listener. So that's my advice to start things off. Also, to protect the innocent, you may want to just stick to your first name. We don't want to put everything out there. And so right now we will open up the phone lines and we will take our first caller from the 201 area code. 201 area code caller, you're live on the air on Mind, Body, and Soul Food. Hello?
Hello.
Hi there. What's your name, caller?
It's Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
And so I'll let you put your request through to the ladies.
Well, I'm presently not in a relationship, and I'm wondering if you see one coming for me in the near future.
Tori, you want to speak first, or?
Yeah, I do want to speak first. I didn't know if I or Wilma was going to jump in. So
yeah, it doesn't matter. Just jump in.
Whoever hears it feels it first. I'm sitting back.
Rose, the first thing that I do pick up with you is an underlying sadness,
mm-hmm.
a sadness that entails just the feeling of loneliness, like you're not being understood, you're not connecting to those that you do invite into your life. What I do suggest, Rose, in order for you to attract what you definitely want into your life, you have to be willing to let go of those things that you carry around as the hurt in general.
Mm-hmm.
Those things that have hurt you in the past are in the past. They taught you what they taught you because you had to evolve. Now that you have evolved, it's okay to let it go in order for you to attract what you really want in your life. Underlyingly, you aren't able, what you want is there, but you're not able to get to what's there because of this sadness, this blockage that is still laying inside
okay.
of you.
Yeah.
So really work on allowing and letting the things that are in the past go. They don't serve you anymore.
Mm-hmm. Can I chime in? I'm sitting here like, oh,
yes.
If I could chime in, Rose, when I tune into your vibration, the first thing I get is you are an absolute giver, okay? And what I see that you do is you're a martyr as well. You give until there's no more to give, okay? And so I see that you have a lot of love, but as Tori said, I see that you're holding on to some sadness and some pain, especially around relationships, a little bit of grief, and you're carrying it forth with you. And what I would also suggest, a little work with that heart center, releasing, for example, it calling or thinking and just releasing everyone that had hurt you in the past, but beginning to, I'm also seeing for you, show love to yourself. Because sometimes you put yourself last, and at the end of the day, then there's none for you. So start to put yourself first and forgiving others, but forgiving yourself first.
Okay.
What's that?
Rose, is that helpful for you?
Yes, very helpful. Thank you.
And someone is going to come, but I tell you, as soon as you work with this and begin to clear this up, you're going to be pleasantly surprised because someone is coming, but it's almost as if they're in queue because there's work for you first, but they're coming. So I'm asking you to be encouraged and not to give up hope because sometimes I see that you feel hopeless, and please not because that is coming. It's just that there's a little bit of work to do first, and that person is coming.
Great. Okay.
Thank you, Rose.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling, Rose.
All right.
Our next caller is from the 410 area code. All right. Did I say 410? I meant 412. All right, caller, you're on the line. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. Why don't you ask your request?
I was wondering what you think coming up for my love life also.
Keisha, could you repeat your question? It wasn't quite clear. I didn't quite hear it.
I was wondering what was coming up for my love life.
What's coming up for your love life?
Keisha, you're optimistic and you already know it. You have the ability to attract whatever you want when you want it. My key question for you, Keisha, is what are you holding yourself back from? Everything that you want is there. Why do you slow yourself down to just be here to ask questions?
You're
very intelligent. You're very smart. You're very attractive. There's nothing that holds you back. It's almost as if Spirit is telling me that you have the ability to make the choices among lovers that you want to make.
Absolutely. If I may chime in, what I see, though, when I step into your vibration is you come across as a little strong. And sometimes people aren't sure how to take you because you're very confident in who you are and what you know. But sometimes people aren't sure how to take you. But, yes, you can have your choice. If I were to offer one thing, it would be just to tone it down just a little bit because you're beautiful. You are. But sometimes you're a little strong, just a little, and you will have your choice because I'm seeing that there's someone really does like you and they're checking you out, and that person will come forward. But just tone it down just a little.
Her strength is almost a repellent thing.
Yes, exactly. Did you hear what Tori said? Your strength is almost a repellent.
Yeah, I steer people away.
Well, I just said that's what we said in the message. Well, yeah, we said the same thing. So please tone it down just a little, and that person is going to come forward.
Okay,
and Keisha, how you can tune in to kind of tone yourself down if and this may sound crazy, but if you go out and search for classes on burlesque classes on how to be just a little bit more nurturing, a little bit more feminine, not saying that you aren't feminine, but some women like myself, I'm so feminine that it comes off masculine sometimes. They just
I'm also hearing for you, to nurture the divine goddess within you. So seek some goddess work, but nurture that. Nurture that feminine balance within you.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Keisha. All right. Ladies, how are you doing?
Great.
I'm great.
Yeah, you're cooking with gas. Let's move on to the next caller. We have yet another area code. This one is 404. All right. And so, caller, you're on the line. Could you please tell us your name? Hello, caller, are you there from the 404 area code? Well, we'll have to get back to you. Next we have Teddy's mom. So, Teddy's mom, you are live on the air. Can you tell us your name?
Yeah, my name is Sue. And is there any kind of relationship around me at all?
Uh,
I sense there is one, one that you're already in connection with. Is there someone around you that you have been previously in a relationship with, and you sort of kind of just wanted to break it off and be friends and kind of see how it go? Anyone of that caliber around you?
No one around me. There, I think there was a man that people always pick up around me, and I think that there was a connection, but no dating or anything at this point. So.
I must say,
Sorry, go ahead,
Wilma. I must say, Sue, I feel like you're carrying some baggage, too, from an old relationship, a wound from a past relationship. And what I'm seeing is that's why this person keeps coming up.
Right.
There is someone for you, but I'm seeing two. And what I'm seeing is one is the past and one is the future. There's something that kind of is sitting with you that I don't know if it didn't end well, but there's something you're holding that you're not revealing.
There's something that hasn't got off the ground, but it's not an old relationship. It's just something that hasn't got off the ground for whatever reason.
That's that one that I was referring to that you didn't want to reveal. So, you know, when Wilma is saying that there's something or someone that you're holding on to, you know exactly who we're speaking of, but I don't know what to call it with you. I don't know if I want to say a protection, like you're trying to protect yourself or protect them. Maybe it was a relationship where they were entangled with someone else.
Someone else.
That
but
you're,
there's
you're
definitely
trying
something.
To, yeah, it was
I concur.
Complicated.
Well, it looks like we've lost Sue on the line.
Okay.
So we will move on to the next person. And now we have the 856 area code. Caller, you're live on the air, Mind, Body, and Soul Food. What's your name?
Rosemaria.
Maria?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. Okay. Hello and welcome.
Thanks.
And please let the ladies know what you would like to know.
Same question. Any relationship around me, or I don't have no one in my life right now.
There's a lot of sadness going on.
Yes,
a lot of hurt.
Yes, I feel that too. Grief.
Are you currently coming out of a situation where it was very painful and hurtful for you?
Not recently, about a year ago.
But
and
you're still carrying
friend,
that.
A friend that's annoying me right now.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch. You said a friend is annoying you?
Yeah, I'm trying to do something and he's not responding to it, so it's... That's probably what you're picking up, frustration.
If I can
What do you want to know about that particular friend? Because that friend is the prevalent one that's on your mind right now.
Right, yeah, because I'm trying to get myself situated. It's like I'm trying to get organized. It's like
if I may say this, Rosemary, what I'm seeing for you is you have so many cycles of incompletion. You'll start something before something is done. You move and you don't move, and you're trying to do several things at once. You get flustered. But I would like to offer, close some doors. Close some doors because you like to start things. What I'm seeing also is you don't really like to be alone.
I don't mind being alone because too much BS with men, and I'm getting frustrated with them, and I don't want to be bothered anymore.
And I hear you say that. Go ahead, Tori. Because I hear you say that.
No, what I was going to say, Maria, is really challenge yourself right now, because the only way that you can get beyond the frustration that you feel at this moment is to accept and acknowledge exactly what the problem is. The problem is there are a billion people around you But the only aggravation is the things that exactly what Wilma has mentioned, is there's a lot of incompletion. There's a lot of, I don't want to be alone. I want to project that I can be alone. But
exactly.
I don't want to be alone.
Yes.
So the only way that true love can enter you, your heart, and your life at this point is that you just grasp onto the reality of who and what you are at the moment.
And tell
love
the
yourself.
Absolute
love
microscopic truth. Absolutely. I don't know. What I'm hearing for you is to tell the absolute microscopic truth. You live in your head, in your world, and if it's kind of, you know, it becomes what you create or what you see it to be. But I'm hearing to tell you to tell the microscopic truth to yourself first, to yourself.
Oh, I have. It's just annoying because I have to organize before I leave the country. So it's like annoying for Tim that I'm trying to complete what I need to complete before I get there, and there's no help, and I'm in a different location as of now. So it's too much at one time.
Okay, and that
sweetie,
may be so.
Sweetie, I feel a hurt, and I wish I can reach beyond these lines and love you and give you a hug. But the first
so basically there's no relationship coming in then.
Is going to come from you. Love yourself.
I have.
Love who you are.
You
have flaws.
Yeah.
You have disappointment.
But you have that grief, loss, exactly,
right.
Like Tori said, the disappointment and the denial.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's from the past relationship that's out of my life. And he's trying to come back in, and there's no chance with it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I believe that we answered your question as you asked us.
Best wishes to you,
so
Rose Maria, as you undertake your move and you allow love in. All right. So next, our caller is, let's see, area code 240. And we actually have several area code 240. So this one is a 676 exchange. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name?
Akita.
Akita?
Shakita.
Shakita?
Akita with a T, T as in Tom.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. My ears are obviously fuzzy. I do apologize. Takeda, okay, ladies. Takeda's on the line. What's your question, dear?
I have a question. I'm recently engaged, and I'm just trying to see, what do you see in this relationship? Because we've been having, like, a lot of problems, and I have postponed our marriage.
So
I'm just curious because I don't want to go into a marriage and the problems are still there. So
I see a lot of fear.
Okay.
A lot of fear. A lot of fear. Things that you know that you should have talked about beforehand is now coming up right here now because you're about to go through a ceremony. There's a lot of fear revolving around the same old situation, same old things.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
I do see that. I see questions coming up. I see the fear. I see the uncertainty. I see squabbling, but big time fear. But I'm also seeing that in your soul, sometimes you're not really sure.
Okay.
Not really sure this is exactly what you want.
Okay.
So I would ask you to ask yourself what it is that you want. Because sometimes it feels like you're not really sure. I don't know why I feel like trusting. You don't fully trust this person enough. I see that.
You're right. I don't trust this person as far as being the man of the household and leading the family, you know, to the next step.
I agree.
That's the issue.
That is a big challenge because you're not feeling secure, and that's a big challenge for you.
Exactly.
But I want to say to you, be honest with yourself because I feel like you know the answer to this. I know you know because
right.
I see that. That's why we're
right.
here because you know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But you may not want to act on that, but trust me, let me say this to you. What you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're feeling, what you've said, that is the truth.
Okay.
And I always like to tell the truth. That's my practice. And those concerns are valid because this person doesn't feel as if he's ready to take that task on and be that.
Okay.
And what I do want to add and ask as well, and forgive me if I come across a little blunt, but I do want to ask, what manner of magic will make you decide any decision against how you really feel?
Repeat that again.
What manner of magic, what manner of magic would make you decide against what you really feel internally? You already know how you feel. So what is going on that would make you decide anything other?
Exactly, because you're highly intuitive, sweetheart. Let me say that. You are highly intuitive, and you are, as they say, on it, like a hornet, doggone it. That's what you see, that's what you feel, because you're on it, babe. You're on it.
Takeda, did you get the answer?
Yeah, I got it.
She had
or rather, did you get the confirmation? Because it sounds like you had the answer.
Yeah,
right.
I got confirmation very well. Yes.
Okay.
Always follow what you feel because you're highly intuitive. You're on it. Always follow.
Okay, well, I appreciate everything.
Thank you so much for calling in, Takeda.
Thank you.
And happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. All right. Now we are in the 202 area code, a local caller, D.C. caller, you're on the line. What's your name? It's the 202 area code, 573 exchange. Are you there? Okay, we will put that person back on hold, and we will move to the 571 area code. Are you there, caller? Are people there? 571 area code? All right, we're putting
it's
you
Valentine's
on hold, too.
It's Valentine's Day, you guys. Don't be afraid of love. Come on in.
Well,
don't be
afraid of the truth.
I think that's it. You ladies are dishing up some serious truth here, and I'm not sure if people are prepared to hear the truth, but we have a caller from the 619 area code. Let's see if that caller is on the air. Caller, what's your name?
Steve.
Hi. Did you say Steve?
That's right.
Hi, Steve. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you.
And so if you'd like to tell our ladies your question or request.
Well, I heard a voice when I was kind of sleeping. It said love is in the air. So I want to know if that's true, but I don't want to know when it's going to come about.
Steve, you're asking you want to know when love is coming to you?
I don't want to know when. I just want to know if.
If it will come to you.
Right.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly because there's an echo in the background.
Yeah, I get that too.
Yes. Maybe you're on speakerphone, Steve. I don't know if you can take it off speaker so we'll be able to understand you a little bit better.
Okay, I'll take it off speaker.
Okay, all right. Well, ladies, you have the question, is love in the air for him, confirming the voice that he heard?
Well, Steve, I can tell you first off is that you have to relinquish your skepticism around your own higher self speaking to you, saying that love is near.
Okay.
So love is near, but you have a guard up that's way high. That it won't allow the love that you want to penetrate through that guard.
Because
okay.
I feel like you're protecting yourself.
Okay.
So you got to guard up. And I agree. And with Tori, I would offer just take that down. Because if you build a wall where no one can get in, you can't get out.
That's true. That's true. That's a good analogy.
Thank you.
And I know with most males, and I hate to sound sexist on this tip, but most males tend to have the facade that if I build a wall, any woman that can climb and get over this wall is the one that I need to be with.
Or
and
any
that
person.
Is not necessarily the truth. A devil can climb the wall and get to you if that's their real will to do. The most evilest things can climb a wall and get to you. You can get to yourself if you build a wall. The wall is just an illusion. It's an illusion that you can take down. You can relax.
Absolutely.
You can put it back up for fun if you want to.
Well,
but really
well,
just take it down and learn to just go with the flow.
I would say that. And for whoever, for you, Steve, I would offer that take the wall down and whoever you pick, because sometimes you like for people to dance through hoops for you. You do. You kind of like that. Like, okay, let me see if I can get them to do this. And I will offer, move from a place of love, because you're trying not to put yourself out there. You don't want to be hurt. So whomever it is you're attracted to, love is in the air. But what I'm hearing for you, it's time to stop playing game. Game recognizes game, but it's time to stop. And
okay.
Just being truthful. Because at the end of the day, what I see for you is you do really want love, but you put on a good front. You're pretty good with that. But you do want love. And stop trying to make those people jump through those hoops, because there's somebody out there that wants to love you. Stop that. You're not the ringmaster at the circus. You stop that.
You act like the ringmaster, you get a wild animal, right?
I love it.
You know better.
Steve, you'll be okay. Once you learn how to master yourself and master your own fear and hesitation, you'll be okay.
And it's okay to let
love in. Exactly what the highest voice has already instructed to you, that love is there.
And it's okay.
Okay.
Just keep breathing. When it shows up, breathe through it, because that's the courage. Because at the end of the day, that's all there is love.
All right.
Ring master.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank
I'd like
you.
I'd like to stay on and listen.
Definitely. You can stay on and listen. I don't hang you up. I just put you on mute, okay? All right. So I just want to remind callers that we are live on the air. We have intuitive readers here. We have spiritualist Tori C. and Coach Wilma Lee. I just like saying that because it rhymes.
No,
you know me.
It rhymes.
And if you want a reading that's going to tell you the truth about love, then call in to 917-889-7806. Because y'all some scary women telling the truth. I don't think some people were prepared to hear the truth. You're not scary.
That's okay.
That's a bad hype. Well, you know, I'm going to go back to the people who were in the queue. They gave the little signal that they wanted to talk. They're still on the line. They may have just tipped out to heat up some food or do a little something-something and didn't hear us. So I'm going to try again the 202 area code 573 exchange. Caller, are you there? I hear someone. Do you have a question? You can just tell us no. All right, I will mute you back. Let me go to a new caller in the 323 exchange. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, it's Om.
Hey, right. Hi, Om. How are you? I love that
Om
voice.
I
check
am well.
You out.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. And
comes
how are
with
you
that
guys?
Nice, sexy voice.
Good.
Ladies,
I know. Come on.
I know that
voice.
Om boogie.
Yes, you do. Hey.
Hey, don't let Owen fool you. That's a highly intuitive brother there.
Yes.
All right now.
Thank you. Well, you know what? I know that I'm here to do some powerful things in this world, and I've always been wondering. People have told me it's up to me to bring that to manifest someone who can match me and understand me in that way. But I have had in the last attempt to do that, people disappear. And so I'm wondering, is it my subconscious manifestation? Is it, and I've tried, but I also am I get quickly removed. I can, you know, or sort of like,
if something's not right, it's just removed from you quickly, or?
Yeah, it's exactly. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's me trying to find out and trying to go through the motions. I guess I get a little tired of even trying because of it. Like there's an active force that takes care of things for me already, but at the same time, it's to the point where I don't even want to try, you know, which is in
That's
some ways it's okay.
You have to understand one thing. It's no one that can match you except you. You are very deep, intelligent, and intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to a point where you are trying, you already just kind of like took power away from you from knowing who you are. You don't have to try.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Sometimes
what
I see
want?
For you. I'm sorry.
I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
go
please
ahead.
Continue. I'm sorry.
Somebody go Chip and Dale.
Somebody go. Right. Okay. I see sometimes that you check out. You know, I have to tell you what I'm hearing. You have the ability to transcend reality.
Right. Right.
And sometimes you check out. But I have to be honest, what's about to burn for you is an eternal flame. I keep hearing that. And as Tori said, you go very deep because you see into other realms. And people aren't ready for that on because you're the truth. you know, some people, I mean, there is someone that's for you, but you serve it up. You know, you're like, I'm going to put the salt on the table and you can spread it how you want.
Right.
And sometimes people aren't ready,
right.
But someone is coming. Tori, go ahead, Tori. I'm sorry.
Well, you don't have to. Don't look at it in terms of someone else. Look at it in terms as yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
You can accept who you are and know who you are and be assured of who you are. Then you have not a reason in the world to try. You already have succeeded.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
One of my teachers taught me at Inner Visions, a master has no point to make. And sometimes you try to make the point, but one of my teachers taught me a master has no point to make.
That's right. Thank you for that. That was beautiful, guys. And I appreciate the sharing and the offering of your amazing gifts. It's just on this Valentine's evening, it's such great love, unconditional love. So thank you so much for that. And have a beautiful, blessed evening.
Thanks, Om. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Om. Thanks for calling.
You don't have to hang up. We can listen to your voice all night.
listen. Look, y'all trying to fire poor James Earl Jones, Dennis Haysbert, and just, you know, get Om to do the job.
No, check this out. You have Om showing calling, and you put him on speaker. And he's like, "Hello, this is Om calling." And everyone's like, "Damn, who's that?"
I know. You know, shoot. We all know that I partnered with a woman, but I had to respond to that. You know, I'm like, "Whoa,
all right."
have the power to transcend worlds.
Use that. Get on that magic carpet at night when you go to sleep and ride it, honey. Get on.
Thank you for that. I will certainly stay on. I'm here. I'm certainly here. I'm here.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening in and
thanks.
Calling in.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
all. Thank you.
You all
oh,
are
now,
a mess. I have to say that. Okay, so we're going to give a second chance to the caller in our 571 area code now. The 571
okay.
area code, are you listening in now? Do you have a question? Are you there, caller? Hello? Well, I'm not sure what that was.
It's all right. It's all right.
It's all right. So we have Wilma Lee and Tori C. on Mind, Body, and Soul Food giving love and relationship readings for Valentine's Day. So if you would like a reading, you can call in to 917-889-7806 to hear the truth, dished up with a big dose of love, though. I must say that.
Absolutely.
A big dose of love. You all are going to
yes.
tell the truth and shame the devil, as the old folks would say, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. I'm
having
fun.
Me too.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm having a good time, too, because I don't have to do anything but sit back and listen and listen and learn. Listen and learn
yes.
for sure. Mm. So, ladies, you both believe that we all have these natural abilities to tap into spirit. And we've had a couple of callers tonight that you all have picked up on who you know are pretty powerful. But we know that some folks are a little bit better at it or more practiced than others. And so how do you think, how are you developing your skills or, you know, does it just come natural like that or do you have to work at this?
Well, sorry, I'm going to let you go first.
No, Wilma, I've been going first all night.
Because I heard you go, well, you know, because this is your first time, so I'm like, okay, I'll just kind of kick back and relax a little bit. But I could go first. I don't mind. When you said, well, I'm like, okay, I'll just let her go.
Yeah, well, I will say for me, that has been something that has always come naturally to me, being able to pick up on vibrations, hearing things beyond this realm, seeing things beyond this realm, and just having a natural knowing. That's something that's always come natural. I haven't always accepted it like most people that may have called in. But once you allow and love yourself and open up to who you really are and not try to put on facades for family and friends and coworkers and so on, and then you can see that this is a part of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We all have that ability.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it's
exactly. I likened it to the Olympics. Like, Flojo was my girl. I mean, we can all run, but everyone doesn't run like Flojo, like she did.
Right.
You know.
So, right.
You know, so I tell people it's natural, but I will tell you sometimes I'm like, wow, this has been a labor of love for me for a long time. Because I had to learn to trust it. So I'm always like, okay, God, because along the way a few times I blurb stuff out. And so sometimes if it's my friends or someone, I'll ask, can I tell them, God, can I tell them? I don't turn it off. It's with me all the time. And sometimes I'm like, really, God, really? But it's with me all the time because people often ask me, so can you shut it off? No, I can't do it like Windows and shut it down. It's with me, but I had to learn to trust it. You know, they're like, girl, can't you shut that thing down? No. And so sometimes people think you're crazy because sometimes I look, you know, I turn my head to the side and I'm hearing. So I believe, you know, for me, this is God because that's who I identify with and I'm always prayerful. And you have to learn to live in balance with it. you know, because I spend an hour each day in prayer and meditation and just being mindful and love. But the first thing for me, I would tell anyone who can hear anything, trust.
Right.
Trust what you're hearing, you know, trust that. Because, you know, that's really important. And you're not crazy. Just trust.
Yes. And that's the first thing with family, friends, coworkers, or even a relationship. When you're learning to open up to yourself, your higher self, you always will have people around, no matter who they are to you or their relationship, that will reflect your doubt.
Mm-hmm. They mirror that back to you, what you believe about yourself. Exactly.
It is actually what you're experiencing is actually what it is. It doesn't mean that you are wrong. It just means that you need to go a little bit further in who you are. Love yourself. Move forward.
That's right.
Not everybody's going to understand your journey.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And be rooted and grounded in who you are. I'm like, okay, I'm Wilma. You know who you are, because people cannot tell you who you are or define that, you know, but don't seek that love outside of yourself, but trust. Trust God for me, first and foremost, you know, and trust yourself. But trust what you're hearing, because trusting that could just save your life.
Yes.
That's a good point.
Or save a friend's life. Or
someone you love.
Right. Well, ladies, we have a caller in the 703 area code, so we are going to open up the lines. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hi. Good. Thank you. What's your name?
It is Tamara.
I thought that was your voice. Hi, Tamara. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you. Please let the ladies know what your request is.
So, you know, I've been through a long stint of singleness, and I've said to myself, you know what, it's time for a change, and it's been a long process, and now I'm fully at the place where I'm ready to embrace really having a loving relationship and one that is truly for me and one that I've never experienced before. So I guess I'm just trying to see what lies ahead for me, you know, and, just kind of get some perspective.
Well, Tamara, first thing Spirit is speaking to me in regards to your situation is don't go running out looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go throwing out everything that you have and say, here I am. Love already knows that you're there. It sees you, so you don't have to be an extrovert about it. Just relax and know that you are who you are and love is meant for you. I don't think that you've really convinced yourself that love is meant for you.
Exactly. I hear the same thing. I hear that love is available. And I also hear you doing the work, and I'm hearing you say that you want a different relationship. And I find that interesting because many times people have the same relationship, a different person.
Uh-huh.
And I'm feeling that you're like, I've learned that. And you have learned a lot, and someone is coming. But as Tori would say, I would invite you to relax a little bit. I want you to believe in what you're projecting, because it's like, I'm hearing fake it till you make it. Not saying that you're faking believing, but what you're saying, your belief has to catch up with that. Because you're saying, like, I want to believe, and you do somewhat believe, but your belief may be like, you know, what you're saying may be 90 and your belief may be like 65. It's getting there. But relax. What I'm hearing is to relax. Relax, because a relationship is coming up for you, but we want you to relax and take down that neon sign. Take it down. Turn it off right now. Reach up the sign and turn the button off that says, I'm ready and available for love. And, you know, you could say that to yourself.
Well,
I am open and available for love.
And you know what, Tamara? Also, what Spirit is speaking to me is just to, and this may be a little bit intimate, but please know the difference between wanting a friend for intimate purposes versus wanting something long-term. That's something
right.
that you have not learned to balance out yet.
Because you sell yourself short sometimes. That's why I want you to turn that sign off right now. And I want you to, you know, what I'm hearing for you is list. Put down 10 things you want in a mate. Because you can be all over the place, but 10 things that you want.
Okay.
10 things. And I want you to focus on that and just think on that and stop thinking so much about the love, but focus on what it is you want. Because you can manifest it. We're going to turn that sign off right now and just be present with what it is that you want. And like Tori said, but also loving yourself enough because you deserve more. You've been selling yourself short a few times.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, absolutely, because a person can smell when somebody's hungry. You know, people have a certain look when they're hungry. A man will be like, damn, she hungry. Exactly. Turn that sign off and then have that look like, yeah, okay, I might be a little hungry, but I'm not starving, but you won't know. So work with you and loving you and knowing that you are worthy because what I'm seeing for you is worth, knowing your worth because I sense that and I see that. You don't fully know your worth. Know that because you are worthy, much worthy of what you've been selling yourself, you know, short for. So turn that sign off, and it's out of business. Know your worth, and then that's going to beam from the inside out, and that's the sign we want.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the sign that's going to attract what you want.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, my dear, exactly.
Thank you all.
You are so
Thank
welcome.
You for
Very
calling
welcome.
In, Tamara.
All
any,
right.
Any time for you.
Oh, well, thank you, and you know I'll be checking in to find out the 411. You
All
enjoy
right.
the rest of your Valentine's Day.
Okay, you too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So I am putting out the call. Last opportunity, folks, to receive these powerful, truthful readings from spiritualist Tori C. and Coach Wilma Lee. The number is 917-889-7806. Again, that's 917-889-7806. Make sure you follow the prompt to talk to the host, and we'll be glad to put you on. All right, we're going to try this 240 number again because the prompt just came up to speak to the host. So hopefully they are listening in. Caller from the 240 area code, are you there now?
Right,
it depends on which one you're talking to.
I hear you.
Oh,
with the 550 exchange, are you there?
I am here.
All right, what's your name, caller?
My name's Aurelia.
I knew that. I knew it. I heard that. When I heard your voice, I heard it. Okay.
Okay. Sorry I didn't pick up on your voice. Aurelia,
No,
hello.
I didn't know. I don't even know her voice. I just heard Aurelia. I saw that when I heard that voice. I was like, it's her. And I have never talked with her over the phone. See, I tell you, you can't make this up.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, dear.
Valentine's Day to you all, too. Hold on, Nuri's
Thank
asking
you.
Something.
Okay.
So my question is this. I'm on the heels of Tamara. Hi, Tamara. And I've been single-ish for a while. And so what I am trying to figure out is what is my block that's blocking letting love flow? Because, I don't know, I feel like I'm attracting people, but the people I attract, I kind of go, absolutely not.
Well, so I just say, Aurelia, honestly, to tell you the truth, you're very analytical.
Yeah.
And most people are not comfortable with being surveillanced at inopportune times. Most people want to be on guard and do their best when they do their best, but you're analyzing at a time where their guard is down and you can actually see who they are. So you're very in tune and at the same time very analytical and somewhat, I would say, kind of critical because you have your likes and your dislikes.
Strongly. I'm also hearing, I keep hearing the song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. And that's one thing that I'm hearing. But following up what Tori said, very analytical. You are very heady. And we know a lot of times you're one of the smartest women in the room. We know that when we get it. But you are analytical and a little critical. You do like what you like. But what I see is you vacillate sometimes because you compromise. When what exactly you don't want shows up, but the package looks pretty good, I see that you compromise sometimes. And you'll say, okay, well, I'll take this, but it's not fully that. And I'm hearing for you to stop that. But I'm also hearing to relax and have fun because I don't see that there is as much laughter. Your life feels a little tense, uptight, regimented. And I'm hearing, I'll tell you something I'm hearing, is salsa dancing for you. Salsa, something fun, something that moves, something that's rhythmic. I keep seeing that because
you need
someone
that's fun.
Yes, because I don't know, I see that you're not letting off your steam fully.
Yeah, you definitely need someone that can balance you out where you're not always being so analytical or you're reading the situation. You need someone to help you put your guard down where you can just go with the moment and just flow. And that's been something that's very hard for you to come by. And it's basically due to the places in which you choose to be. Most of your places, like work or things that keep you in the same mode.
Right. I'm inviting you to step out of your element because there's definitely, you're beautiful inside out, and there's definitely someone for you. But what I'm seeing for you is step out of your element, but definitely the salsa dancing, because that's going to, I don't know if you're meeting someone there, but I'm feeling like that's going to release something. There's something with that movement, that sacral chakra healing, that movement that salsa brings, that's going to be very healing for you. Because I'm seeing some sacral challenges going on there, but that will be very healing for you. But I want you to let go. There is, I feel that you're holding on to some pent-up hurt, love, some disappointment, things didn't go right. Give yourself a good cry, let that go, because something is coming for you. But I want to get all of this out and just work on that salsa, moving that sacral, and it's coming.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, Aurelia, you know I'll be a fly on the wall tuning in to find out how it's going. I'm such a voyeur, you know, I admit it. It's okay. It's okay.
Yes.
So thank you for calling in, my dear.
Thank you.
And Nuri doesn't have a love question for us, does he?
Oh, he wanted to know if he could put his chocolate candies in his ice cream. So.
Oh.
So, yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that would be good, Nori, good. That is a love question, though. Depending on your age, that's a love question.
I think the answer is a resounding yes, yes.
Yes, definitely. I might have to go have some of that with him, too.
Absolutely.
All right. All right. Take care. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I do believe we have gotten to the end of our queue. Of callers who have, I'm looking to see if there's anyone out there who has not called in or who has not spoken with you all, who is giving the prompt that they need to speak. I think we have covered all of them.
So, yay. Yay.
Yay.
Hey.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Yay, yay, yay.
Yes.
Yes.
I had a lovely time.
Well, I'm so glad you had a lovely time. I sure did. You all are a hoot.
Thank you. There's something that I'm hearing because it's like I don't know if that person is going to call in. They may not, but I'm feeling like I want to speak to grief. So if, you know, you don't have a love or you've lost, you feel it too.
Yes.
Yeah, well, someone just called in.
Okay.
And so I will give that person a chance. They're from the 916 area code. So I'm not sure if that's for that person, but caller, you're on the line.
Well, thank you.
Do you have
thank
a question?
You for answering.
Sure.
Yeah. First of all, what's your name, caller? Donna.
Donna, hi.
Donna, hi. I just have to say I'm enjoying your bantering back and forth.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I like to hear that kind of stuff. So, anyway, my question is romance.
Mhm. Now, when you say romance, tell us a little bit more.
I'm looking for the one.
Donna, I will say it's been a long, hard road for you.
Yeah.
Thank you
for acknowledging that.
I'm sorry. That's what I was seeing, and I just said, you know, okay, I'm sorry.
When you say that I'm looking for the one, you want that. But internally, I feel that you don't feel like there's anyone for you.
Yes.
Yes.
I feel that grief, that sadness, and it's like I can almost hear you say, I do this, I do this, I do that. When is that coming?
The one advice that I do want to offer you, Donna, is this. Sometimes we can focus so much on what we want that we never get it. Because our primary focus and energy is there. It's almost as if I bring my teacher an apple, I'm guaranteed an A. That's not necessarily correct. Sometimes you just have to come in and do the work and not even worry about if the teacher give you an A or B. You have to kind of know your worth and what you're worth. So it's almost in your life is what's coming across is that you have done particular things expecting a reward. And the more that you focus on that reward, the more you feel like you're not getting what you want. So it's almost like an anger that has started to brew within. So all that you will draw to you is your anger and not the fact that you feel like that you deserve a reward.
Right, and I want to chime in on that because that's what I was seeing, that you're like, I've done this, I've done that, and where is it? You know, I see you like patting your feet. You're a little uptight about that one. But what I also want to offer is that you have been through a lot, and there were a lot of things that didn't work. And I feel some sadness, too, but what I also want to offer as well, because I'm hearing that for you, write a list. 10 things, max 12, of what you're looking for in your person and work with that. But I'm also hearing to let go. There were some things that didn't work because I see when I'm looking at your heart chakra and looking at your heart energy, I see this space where it's just kind of like hurt, it's kind of numb, but it's a space there, and it's kind of like discoloring everything. So what I want you to do is to release. I want you to take a nice bath, and you can have candles. And I want you to focus on that, what the things that have hurt you, but I want you to let them go when you step out of the tub. Put some salt in there, too, a cup of salt. And then when you step out of the tub, let that go and see it gone. You can forgive those people because there's some people that are worthy of forgiveness from you because you can underlyingly hold a grudge. Now, you will tell yourself in your head you've forgiven them.
Really?
you tell yourself
that
because
it sounds good. It looks good on paper.
I work so hard on that.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. And you tell yourself in your head, but I want you to underlinely forgive them in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And let that go because there is someone for you. And the person is coming, but it's just like Tori said, we want to focus in on what it is we want because right now in order to manifest our destinies and manifest our heart's desires, we have to be focused on what we want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and having your list there helps. These are the qualities that I'm looking for,
mm-hmm.
okay? And this is the reminder, but also doing the work of forgiveness and loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That is very
well, I always say I'm a goddess.
But you don't always believe it. Now,
right.
So when you say it, I want you to believe it.
Say it enough.
It. Right, fake it till you make
it,
but
attitude.
It's time.
That's right.
No,
that's
we want
right.
you to start believing it more, but start practicing that, you know. Put that in knowing that, you know, and believing that.
Because
it's got to be somewhat believable. 55% believable, you know. Don't just write it down on paper. Be it. Live it. Live that. Breathe that, you know, because you do have the goddess voice. You have this sing-song melodic voice, and if a man's not
oh,
careful,
thank you.
Whoever you're looking for,
yeah.
it's like, wow. So,
yeah.
yeah
I was the voice of Philips Medical Systems at one time.
Right. You got goddess voice,
oh.
sweetheart. Okay. You got goddess voice, but we want you to have goddess heart and soul.
Okay.
And believe it. Believe in the power of love. Believe in the power of loving yourself. And just allow that healing balm to flow through you when you get out of that bath and just when you get out, it's gone. And whatever,
okay.
if anything comes up, just say, I forgive you.
Okay.
Because now
good.
Is the time where we're calling in the love to manifest it. And we have to tell the microscopic truth. You know, people don't like to say, I'm hurting. You know, everybody
mm-hmm.
got this band-aid like, hey, how you doing? I'm fine. I'm beautiful. That's bull because in all actuality, I see it every day. People are hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So let's tell the mm-hmm. truth and just take that band-aid off and let that scab and, you know, let it heal. Let's heal that. Awesome.
Okay, I'll work on it.
Awesome. Thank
all
you.
Right, that's all we can ask.
All right.
Thank you for calling,
thank you.
Donna.
Thank you
all
for
right,
having
take
me.
Care.
Great day. Bye-bye.
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 All right. So for real, though, this time, we've gotten to the end of the queue.
Okay. For real,
sure?
For real.
I think for
are
real,
sure?
For real, we've gotten to the end of the queue. I say that, and another number popped up. I was like, wait a minute, what number is that?
I'm ready to come home but, now. No.
Okay. Well,
all right.
I really would like to thank you two for taking the time on Valentine's Day to be of service and to share your amazing talents with our listeners and the callers. And I'm just so grateful for you all. And, you know, we are looking forward to hearing you again on the first Sunday in March, Wilma, as you
thank
provide
you,
the
you.
Forecast for spring to help you go full bloom. And,
awesome.
Tori C., I know we'll have you back on for sure because, you know, we're doing a twice-a-month format now. We skipped first Sunday this month because of the Super Bowl. I just was not even going to go up against that
go
in the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
But back in March, we will be back to our first and second Sunday format. We're usually on first Sundays, we'll have some type of intuitive readings, and then we'll have other holistic healers and teachers and writers on the second Sunday. So Coach Wilma Lee will be here on the first Sunday, and on the second Sunday, my good friend Savitri Khalsa will be here to share with us about laughter yoga. And that
awesome.
Will be a hoot. So I invite you all to please visit my website, mindbodyandspiritworks.com, and get more information about my holistic healing, teaching, writing services. Check out my blog, Mind, Body, and Soul Food Meanderings, how to order my meditation CD, which is also available on iTunes and Amazon. Find out about upcoming classes and events. I have a Reiki 1 training coming up in April, as well as an aromatherapy workshop. You'll see links for books and products to support your mind, body, and spirit, as well as powerful classes and programs through Hay House, etc. You can connect with me on Facebook as Throat Chakra Shaman. Please like the Mind, Body, and Soul Food page there. And you can find me on Twitter as Fifth Chakra Shaman. I'm also on LinkedIn and all of that. But before we go any further, ladies, please let us know how we can contact you to dine at your healing table.
Well, your listeners can reach me at my email address, which is spiritualsbytc@live.com, or anyone really interested in full readings and so on, you can give me a call direct at 410-258-2436.
Okay. Thank you, Tori.
I can be reached a myriad of ways as well. My website, www.fullbloomservices.com. I also have a blog, fullbloomblog.com. Also, I am on Facebook, Full Bloom Services. I am also on Twitter, Full Bloom Info. Or you can call me direct at 202-498-5281.
All right, wonderful. So this evening, Tori C. and Wilma Lee used their amazing gifts to provide insight and support and truth for our callers and listeners. For leftovers, I will leave you with some Mind, Body, and Soul Food to Go by my favorite Sufi poet, Rumi, who says, "Wherever you are and whatever you do, be in love." On this Valentine's Day, I'm surrounding you with lots of love until we dine again at the Mind, Body, and Soul Food table. You all take care.
One, two, here I go. Well, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be.